So today's practice, we're looking at a japa japa, and it is said to there are 72,000 nadis in the body. So these nadis are energy pathways, and of those nadis, there are three main energy pathways, and that is Sushumna, Ida, and Pingala. So Sushumna nadi runs up the psychic channel, the psychic pathway at the back, along the spinal cord, it is said, and it goes from the very base all the way to the crown of the head. The chakras, or the energy centers, are where Ida, Pingala, and Sushumna meet. There's actually 6 points in the body, so from the base chakra up, the points in the body, and finishes at the eyebrow center, where these 3 points intersect. The eyebrow center, or Ajna chakra, you might have seen the picture of this symbol, which is a 2-petaled lotus, which represents the Ida and the Pingala. From this duality, so the Ida and Pingala is that aspect of us, like the masculine, the feminine, the logic, the intuitive aspects of ourselves. And past this point, it goes beyond duality. So from Ajna chakra, Sushumna is the culmination of all of these energy centers. Now, when we think of you may have heard of the term Kundalini rising. There's that idea of clearing this pathway, aligning the chakras so that the energy rises and you connect to Sahasra chakra, or to unity, to divinity, whatever name you want to call it. Our focus today is on this central pathway. So that which goes from the base of the spine, or even the perineum, so Muladhara chakra, all the way up to the crown of the head. And what we'll be doing in today's class is focusing on this pathway, and then we'll be adding our breath, breathing in, picturing the energy rising, exhaling, energy descending, and this conscious breath up and down. So there's quite a bit of breath awareness. We'll then add the mantra So Hum to our awareness, to our breath as it ascends and descends Sushumna nadi. So the mantra So Hum can be translated as I am that. That being that with a capital T. So whatever you want to give a name to, be it God, divinity, source, universe, that which is beyond ourself, essentially. We'll also do this practice with Ujjayi pranayam. So if you're familiar with Ujjayi pranayam, it's just a slight constriction of the epiglottis in the throat. The sound becomes audible, kind of like it's known as the oceanic breath, or this idea of a soft baby snoring, so that the breath is audible. If it's a new practice for you, please no strain. If you're finding throughout the practice, it's a conscious effort. It's kind of taking away from your experience of softening into the practice. Please just natural breath. We will begin. As usual, find yourself a comfortable position, centering the body in a way that you can relax into an upright spine. Just check into the base, ensure that you're supported. The temperature of the body, if you need to get a blanket, a covering, do that now. So really addressing the physical needs, the body's physical needs. You may like to place your hands in Gyan or Chin Mudra. Maybe another gesture with the hands, or simply fold them in your lap. But there is a conscious awareness of the placement of your hands, the positioning of your body. And take a moment to tune in to the symmetry of the body, creating that sense of balance between the right and left side. If you can make any movement adjustment, coughs, itch, whatever you want to do now, and then settle into stillness. As always, if you need to move in the practice, moving with awareness. Feel the positioning of the body. Saturating the attention on the physical body. So really drawing your awareness, starting from the top of the head, notice sensations, the facial features, neck, shoulders. Feel into the chest, the upper arms, upper back, perceiving sensations in the lower back, the lower arms, the hands, maybe the threads of fabric on the skin, the touch of air on exposed skin, maybe another sensation. Abdomen, pelvis, buttocks, scanning, searching, sensation, thighs, knees, lower legs, feet. Whole body awareness from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. Body steady, still, comfortable at ease. Shift the attention from the body to the breath. Notice the natural breath coming, going. Allow the breath to deepen, to slow. Moving into the practice of Ujjayi Pranayama. So this slight constriction in the throat. Making the breath a little audible. The sound of the breath calming and soothing the central nervous system. The sound of the breath acting like an anchor to steady the mind. Continue breathing in this way and see if you can release any excess effort. Gentle, subtle flow, breath, Ujjayi Pranayam. Breath continues in the background. Direct the attention to the spine and the central channel, Sushumna Nadi. Picture the awareness at the very base of the spine. And as you next inhale, trace the awareness up the length of the spine and continue up to the crown of the head. And as you exhale, awareness descends from the crown of the head back down to the very base of the spine. On inhalation, breath and awareness travels up. Exhalation, breath, awareness travels down. Continue with this practice. And however you visualize Sushumna Nadi and this channel, maybe it's like a tube, or maybe it's just the feel of energy rising, falling, maybe something else. Perceive as you move awareness up and down Sushumna Nadi. The energy is balancing and harmonizing all of the energy centers, the chakras, along this passage. The vibration of breath, awareness, moving through all the chakras in the spinal column. The continuation between the inhalation and exhalation. The movement of breath up and down the spine, up and down Sushumna Nadi. The mind wanders, gently guide it back. Introduce now the mantra, so hum. On inhalation, as the breath and awareness ascends, mentally repeat mantra, so. On exhalation, mentally repeat hum. Mantra, so hum. Aware of the music of the breath, the mantra of the breath. I am that, so hum. Awareness, breath, mantra, sinks, united. Where the mind goes, energy flows, energizing Sushumna Nadi, this psychic pathway. So hum. Notice that there's a slight pause between the exhalation and the inhalation. As though we started from the base, move the awareness up and then down. We'll reverse that now. So the next time you're at the height of the inhalation, hold there. And then exhale down, hum, so. A pause now between the inhalation and exhalation, starting with hum, ending with so, and continuing each breath. Mantra, hum, so. Breath, awareness, mantra, synced. Staying connected. Hum, so. Let there be now a spontaneous alternation of so hum. hum and hum so. Still staying with the so on inhalation, the hum on exhalation. Just moving the starting point, whether it be at the base or at the crown. Awareness moving up and down the spinal pathway, Sushumna Nadi. Ujjayi Pranayam, mantra of the breath. The hum goes deep to Muladhara Chakra, grounding, stabilizing. The so lifting you up, elevating to Sahasrara Chakra. And the awareness at any one point is between these two energy centers, the base, the crown. Awareness moving up and down, Sushumna Nadi. Mantra of the breath. The mind wanders, gets bored, guide it back. Clearing, cleansing the psychic pathway. As the awareness moves up and down, it automatically pierces the chakras, increasing the prana, the life force. Release the mantra, the movement of awareness up and down the spine. Ujjayi Pranayam, letting it all go. And for the next 60 seconds, sitting still, present, aware. simply watch. Become present now to the state of mind. Mentally set yourself up for the day ahead. Perhaps there's a quality that you'd like to cultivate or a state of mind you'd like to be in when you finish. Start to deepen the breath. Let that deepened breath bring small movement, abdomen, chest. You may like to wiggle your fingers or your toes. To close the practice, we'll chant the mantra Om once together. For Om chanting, take a deep breath in. Bring the hands together, rub the palms, creating some warmth and energy. And place your hands over the closed eyes, soaking that energy in. Begin to massage the eyes, the face. Release the hands, open the eyes. Namaste.